Lloyd, we've been talking about cell phone bans, and 20 plus states have some kind of law or ban when it comes to cell phones in schools. Uh-huh. Michigan's still in the talking phase. Yes. We're not there yet. We want to know what the effects are. And some researchers did the work here in Florida, finding that test scores rose, attendance improved, although there were some disciplinary problems also when initially you put something like this in place. David Figlio is professor of economics and education at University of Rochester, one of those researchers who put in this work. Good morning, David.
Hi, good morning. Nice to be here.
This is something all parents, all teachers, lawmakers even are very interested in. Tell us about the research first and what you found.
Sure. So this is a place where this is a domain where the policy is going way, way, way ahead of the research. And we sought to provide the first evidence that actually looks at the causal effects of cell phone bans on student outcomes. So here's what we found. We found that the schools that were more subject to the cell phone ban experienced modest but significant improvements in test scores. They saw that unexcused absences went down, more student engagement in the school. But in the first year of the program, we saw that there was an increase in disciplinary action, suspensions, which were really concentrated amongst Black students. That dissipated substantially by the second year, but in the first year we saw that.
Do you think, those growing pains are inevitable when schools implement some, strict new rules, or could better planning help ease that transition?
I think the answer is yes and yes, right? It is very rare that you can go and introduce something that's so massively different from what kids have been experiencing without some growing pains, no matter how well the you plan in advance. But on the other hand, this was a study in Florida. Florida required that students at least keep their phones in their pocket, right? There are some states that have proposed or implemented bans in which the cell phones were locked away. To the extent to which we were seeing some of these growing pains happening because maybe phones were nearby and kids couldn't help but sneak a look or something of that nature. Again, I don't know if that's a story or not, but that's a story.
So modest but significant when it comes to test scores. What is that number?
Sure. So let me try to put in language like SAT scores. Imagine that a typical kid got a 10-point increase in the SAT as a consequence. We're not talking 100 points, but we're not talking zero either.
Okay. And so this is a anonymous school district. You're not saying where this was, right?
That's correct. That's correct. It's one of the big school districts in Florida, but I can't say which one.
Did you talk to teachers, or was it merely just numbers?
Umut Ozek, my co-author, and I we're large, big data, quantitative scholars. Mm-hmm. However, I certainly have carried out a lot of conversations with teachers. I always talk with teachers when I'm carrying out my research. Certainly, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that teachers in Florida and elsewhere have seen that there is an improvement in classroom environment. Angela Duckworth at University of Pennsylvania has been leading a big survey about this exact study topic, I should say.
David, I'm wondering if the effects of these bans were more visible among middle and high school students, as you know, and not maybe so much elementary school students.
Well, that's exactly what we found. But of course, that kind of makes sense, right? Because most of the cell phone usage is in middle and high schools, especially middle schools.
Let's talk about the disciplinary data that you have. So was that, early on in the research and when this just ban put into effect, or did it continue in year two, the disciplinary stuff?
It was really mostly the first part of the first year. It continued to some degree throughout the first year and into the second year, but we're really seeing this exactly the way Lloyd was describing it as kind of like a growing pains. That's how we're interpreting this.
And, you know, we're seeing this nationwide movement right now, David. And, you know, you got states like New York, they're expanding bans to include smartwatches even. And, you know, other let local districts decide. From your point of view, does a statewide policy make more sense, or is a district by district approach more effective?
So now we're getting out in front of my research. However, I have been studying state and local policy for 30 years. Uh-huh. I say statewide bans are going to be, or statewide policies in general are going to be more effective than local policies, right? You have a lot more clarity about what's in the policy and what's not. There is less room for interpretation. So even though I couldn't say my research suggests that we should have a statewide policy as opposed to a local policy, I tend to think that that a statewide policy would make a little more sense.
So what is your takeaway from this data as the first study, the first paper doing this?
Okay, so my takeaway is this is one of the rare cases in which common sense seems actually to be backed up with the numbers. So often in my career, I've heard people say, oh, well, this is obviously going to happen, and it didn't. Here's a case in which educators, policymakers said it's obvious it's going to happen, and it did. So what does this mean? Well, half the states in the country are imposing bans like this. We need to see research like ours replicated in other places. I'd also love to see people study different types of cell phone bans. For example, do we include smartwatches? Do we exclude them? Do we put phones in lockers or yonder pouches? Are pockets okay? Mm-hmm. Importantly, I want to know more about what's happening with discipline. For example, is it the case in this case that Black students were more likely to violate the ban, or are they more likely to be targeted by educators? I don't know the answer to that yet. We need to learn those things.
Well, this is great work. This is you know, great research and data that we can rely on when we're thinking about cell phones and our kids. Thank you so much, David Figlio.
Thanks for having me on.
At the end of his paper here, he talks about enforcement too, like how are schools going to enforce that, and what are the consequences? And so there are a lot more questions now, but at least this is a first
start
Of looking into this. So good stuff there from David Figlio. Coming up next on JR Morning, we're going to talk about the news of the day, including this $230 million restitution the president is asking for. That's coming up on JR Morning.